It's just like sad. It's like the propaganda machine can't even shit out a story worth talking about. Like, is my uncle at Thanksgiving really going to be like, hey, did you hear North Korea thinks they invented burritos 10 years? Like, it's not going to stick.
It's got no
this
juice.
Kind of stuff doesn't have the staying power that it has in that it had in like the 90s and early 2000s.
Okay. So game theory time, right? Why would they release this article? Right. Like whenever there's, you know, like a Radio Free Asia thing, or like, you know, whenever there's a propaganda thing like this, there's a reason. What, and the reason's probably incredibly stupid, but what do we think the actual reason is? Do you think it's like Chipotle is trying to work out a trade route through like around North Korea or something? I mean, what could it possibly be? Like, it's just insane.
Here's the thing is that, let's take a slight detour. I recently learned that during the immense cheese surplus that the United States government had, they would actually pay corporations to advertise products that contain cheese in them. So like,
makes sense.
If Burger King had like a burger that was smothered in cheese, or
when was this cheese surplus, by the way?
It was the 1930s until right now.
Really? We're still in a cheese, we're in a cheese bull market.
We're in a cheese bubble that has lasted. It's the biggest economic bubble the world has ever seen.
This is great because I inadvertently invested in a cryptocurrency called cheese.
I'm sure they're related.
They're probably tied directly together.
Even just sentiment wise, I'm hoping that it helps.
Yeah, it might. But the thing is that if the government's willing to, because they have so much cheese that they literally have nowhere to store it, pay corporations to advertise products that contain cheese, there's no doubt in my mind that Newsweek is like, hey, you know, Dave, why don't you print up a little article about how Kim Jong-il thinks he invented burritos or whatever, and we can cash a fat $200,000 check from Uncle Sam. They're writing these checks for cheese. I bet they'll write it for imperialism. You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, the 2-for-1 combo. And also, like, North Korea is not going to sue you. You can say anything, so it's the perfect chance to slide in a little cheese propaganda.
Right.
So you think that it's like a CIA deep state patronage network thing where it's just they have a quota of these articles in order to keep that publication afloat.
Exactly. They got a North Korea quota. They got a China quota. They got an Iran quota. They got a cheese quota. They got a bacon quota. They got an egg quota. If you think the American breakfast isn't a conspiracy by like a handful of dozens of very, very rich people and their lobbyists, you're absolutely fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm. How much fucking money does Newsweek make from like selling magazines? They probably made like $500 last year from people actually being like, oh, I want to read Newsweek. Let me pay $5 for that. No chance.
Right, exactly. They don't even have a Patreon, so they can't be making that much fucking money.
Yeah.
They're out here cashing those cheese checks. But yeah. I mean, like, the thing about the cheese that fucked me up, I watched a TikTok about this, but there are other resources on it that you can look up, and I have been looking them up.
Source,
I watched a TikTok. But the American government, so government cheese from the 1980s, that was just the cheese surplus, where the government was like, we literally have so much cheese right now that there is no price we can get rid of it at that will get rid of the cheese quickly enough, so they started giving it away.
It all started in 1971 when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard and put the US dollar on the cheese standard.
Well, it actually started in the 1930s when the American dairy economy was almost entirely about to fall apart. It was held together by like literally one cow. And, and so the US government just started buying cheese and other dairy products like powdered milk in bulk from these dairy farmers, basically just to artificially inflate the dairy market and keep it alive. And so that's why powdered milk and canned cheese were rations for soldiers in World War II. They were like, here's some fucking cheese protein, eat it. And
so their move is basically just to like give it to whoever they can after buying it, be like, I guess we'll give it to poor people on welfare and we'll give it to soldiers because we just have so much of it.
And so like, for all the decades since the 30s, they've been doing shit like paying corporations to promote products with cheese in them. And so there's just like the true American culinary experience is just any one thing completely covered in melted cheese, whether it's nacho cheese or cheddar or whatever.
Whenever like a shitty chain restaurant adds a new and that's why Cheesecake Factory's everywhere. Oh my God. It's like my neurons are activated right now.
There's a huge cheese conspiracy.
Yeah, this goes all the way to the fucking top.
It goes all the way to the caves in Missouri.
It goes back to the 1800s. You guys know about the cheese in the White House, right?
Oh, the huge, the giant block of cheese. Andrew Jackson, right?
Andrew Jackson. Apparently, people, there were like dairy farmers that loved Andrew Jackson so much, they sent him a 1,600-pound block of cheese, and he just let it sit in the White House for the foyer of the White House for a year.
What a fucking weirdo.
And he would invite in just anyone, like any random citizen could come in and just like eat some of the cheese. It's kind of a party, right? Like you would chug whiskey and like eat cheese and crackers and not just like
random like politicians or business owners. If you were just a guy, like you could
just
do
dudes.
You like the same types of people that like, you know, now they're kicking them out on January 6th. But back then you could just go in, get a handful of cheese and walk out. Where has this country gotten to?
I love the idea of like Andrew Jackson writing in his journal, because he was like a vicious man who was constantly in like lethal fights and duels, and he like didn't he beat someone on the floor of the Senate and did a bunch of other crazy shit.
Yeah,
and
he has bullets in his
stomach, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was a tough motherfucker, but he was a terrible person. But I love the image of him like journaling late at night by candlelight, and he's like, I have two moods. I will shoot you and come see my largest cheese.
He's drawing the first ever That Feel When meme.